Welcome to episode 10 of KC's Lenten podcast, Into the Wilderness. If you are joining us for the first time, or simply need a refresher on what this podcast is all about, I'd encourage you to check out the first episode of this series, titled Into the Wilderness, Lenten Podcast Intro, and then join us back here after you're done. Let's begin. God of call, God of transformation, God of the Lenten journey, help us to discern your still small voice. Open us to change and growth as we seek to walk with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Peter 2, verses 4 to 10. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Last episode, we looked at how Jesus was confident in his identity as beloved Son of God. He was shaped by the Father's words over him, and he lived from them. By them, he was able to carry out the Father's plans for his life. And we also looked at how in him we receive this identity for ourselves. But beloved child of God is not the only aspect of the identity we receive in Christ. We, as the scripture for today says, we are also a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's own people. In our passage for today, Peter is recalling imagery from Exodus 19, where God speaks identity over the Israelites in the middle of their own wilderness journey. He says, "Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." In other words, God says, "If you remain faithful to me, Israel, I will continue to set you apart, granting you the privileges of being with me so that you might also mediate the blessings of God to the nations around you, filling the earth with my presence." See, in creation, we see that human beings were created to exist in God's presence, to flourish in his presence, but because of the sin-sick state of the human heart, we were unable to do so. Our sins separated us from God. So Jesus comes as Emmanuel, God with us. He is the manifestation of God's renewing presence on earth. And throughout his ministry, he demonstrates what life in God's presence looks like. He sets the captives free. He heals the sick. He gives sight to the blind, and he binds up the brokenhearted. In the words of Mark Sayers, Jesus is walking renewal. And through his death on the cross, he removes the barrier between humanity and God, granting those who put their trust in him unmediated access to God once more, to be renewed back to their original design of existing and flourishing in the fullness of his presence. But it doesn't end there. Following his resurrection, Jesus ascends to the right hand of the Father where he reigns. But as I said before, it was always God's plan to fill the earth with his presence. So to the world, Jesus' ascension may have felt like a departure from the Father's plans, but Jesus goes so the Spirit can come. And he sends his Spirit to take up residence in every believer so that, as Peter says, we might become a spiritual house, a living temple where the fullness of God can dwell. so we, filled with the Holy Spirit, can bring His presence to the rest of the world. See, in Christ, we inherit the privileges and identity of Israel. In Christ, we are a royal priesthood, a chosen nation, God's own people. Jesus is God's redemptive presence sent to renew us, and His Spirit made manifest in us means that we are also charged to become agents of it. He has called us out of darkness into glorious light, yes, for our own renewal, but also so that we might carry His presence, resurrection light, wherever we go. We have become God's own people, flourishing in the presence of God so that we might invite others to experience the same blessing for themselves. We have received mercy so that others might taste mercy for themselves. Our lives are meant to be an active parable of the gospel, where each encounter with us is an experience of all that God came to bring. Why does this always seem so difficult? We were made to be a spiritual house, a living temple, a royal priesthood, filled with God's presence in order to mediate God's presence, but we so often seek to do so in our own strength. We run a little faster, jump a little higher in our own flesh, trying to make Jesus known. And some of that is attributed to our own pride. We want to live out our God-given purpose in our own strength. And some of it is because we're seeking to be filled with other things other than God's Spirit, and we're running on empty. Paul says in Ephesians 5 that we are to be being filled, meaning we aren't filled with God's presence just once in our Christian journey. Every day is an opportunity to be filled afresh so that we might carry the presence of God wherever we go. Lent is a time to remember our own sin, but it is also a time to remember the sinfulness of the world. It's a time to seek our own personal renewal, but it's also a time to remember that we are called to be agents of it. We are not filled for our own sake alone. So today we repent of how we've been trying to work in our own strength, and we offer ourselves afresh to God, seeking to be filled with Him once more so that we might continue to live out our identity, a royal priesthood, a holy nation with increasing power. Revelation 5, verses 9 to 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." I will now lead you through a period of contemplation, pausing often for your own personal time with the Lord. So now, pay attention to any words, thoughts, or images the Holy Spirit reveals to you in this time. Lord, how am I currently running on empty, trying to live out my identity in You, Jesus, in my own flesh and in my own strength? I confess them to You now. Revelation 5, verses 9 to 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because You were slain. And with Your blood You purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Now pray a prayer of renewal, asking the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh, empowering you to mediate the presence of God with increasing power. You may pray your own prayer, or I will lead you through one in a moment. Lord, we praise You and thank You that You came as Emmanuel, God with us, the manifestation of God's redemptive presence sent to renew us, granting us access to You and preparing the way for the renewal of the whole earth. Thank You for who we are in You a royal priesthood and holy nation, renewed in grace but not for our sakes alone, and imbued with purpose to mediate your presence throughout the earth. As I repent of my own sin, renouncing the ways I'm attempting to live out my God-given identity in my own flesh, fill me afresh with your Spirit. May I be a spiritual house, carrying you wherever I go. And may those I'm called to love and serve encounter you in me. May my life be an active parable of your gospel, drawing people out of darkness and into your glorious light. So Lord, we thank you for the gift of this time together. We give it to you as a Lenten offering, a gift of ourselves. We thank you for being with us, for speaking to our hearts, strengthening our faith, and reminding us that we are not alone in this journey. You led us here in grace. We ask that the transformation begun in us will continue. Amen.